Hello and welcome to the show. I am Jeffrey.
And I'm Laura.
And today we'll talk a little bit about a famous toy.
Okay, like this one I'm holding right now?
Just like that one. Mm-hmm. So when I was very young, I mean very young, maybe under the age of five, mm-hmm. my favorite toy was the bouncy ball. I loved throwing it, bouncing it, hitting people with it, and I think that's why these days I really like sports, because basketball, baseball, they all have balls in them.
Okay, 所以其实 Jeffrey 小时候很喜欢玩的是有这个弹力的球 ,bouncy balls. I think I used to love, I'm a girl, so I love Barbie dolls. Okay, 所以当然就是芭比娃娃啦，或是小时候可能我还玩 yo-yo. Do you know how to play yo-yo?
Yo-yo goes up and down.
Yeah, but do you know how to...play with it?
Yeah, you just throw it down and you hope that it comes back up.
Okay. 其实有的人溜溜球可以玩得很厉害哦。不过今天我们要讲的呢，也是我们童年都会看到的非常可爱的玩具哦，就是我现在手上拿到的这一只跳跳马。Let's take a look at today's article. Woohoo!
Roadieland. According to the Chinese calendar,2014 is the year of the horse. So what better way to celebrate than with Roddy, the adorable jumping horse? Roddy came from the Italian company Ledra Plastic S.P.A. in 1984. The company combined different sized balance balls together. The result was this cute, round, and bouncy toy horse. At first,Roddy was used as a tool to help children learn how to balance. However, everything changed once it entered the Japanese market in 1990. With more colors and patterns, Roddy became a fashionable accessory. Now, this cute horse can be seen on various stationery and toys. To celebrate Roddy's 30th birthday,The people of Taiwan built Roddy Land with amusement rides. It's a great event for people of all ages. So make sure to stop by before your chances bounce away.
Word power!
Calendar, calendar. Some cultures use the path of the moon to create their calendars. Some cultures use the path of the moon to create their calendars. Combine, 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 combined, combined. The cook combinedbutter and flour to make the bread. The cook combined butter and flour to make the bread. Round, round. My family often eats dinner at a large round table. My family often eats dinner at a large round table. Pattern.Pattern. Mom really likes the design of the wallpaper's pattern. Mom really likes the design of the wallpaper's pattern.
All right, so let's start the article. According to the Chinese calendar, 2014 is the year of the horse.
Already? Okay, 所以根据呢中国的这个农历年呢，哇，这个2014年是什么呢？就是马年。
Okay, we're talking about the Chinese calendar, which is spelled C-A-L-E-N-D-A-R. And a calendar is just a system by which time is fixed into periods. So, years...months and days. Okay, so some cultures, some people in some countries use the path of the moon to create their calendars, and others use the path of the sun.
Nice. So some cultures use the path of the moon to create their calendars. Calendar 是什么呢？其实就是这个，像是我们常常讲这个月历或者是计算这个日期的历法这样子的意思啊。那所以呢，像是lunar calendar 大家知道是什么吗？其实像我们常常提到的，就是中国的农历的话呢，我们就是有它的农历的计算方法，就是会用 lunar calendar。那一般呢，我们用的月历，我们就是每天可以看它今天几月几号啊。那如果你要用这个记事本的话，那个英文呢，我们可以称它为 a daily planner。They have calendars in them. Okay.
Right. When you have something to do in the future, for example, next week on some date, say the 24th of the month, you can write that appointment right on the calendar.
I like it. And sometimes you might have like a wall calendar or a desk calendar. Those are also very convenient. 其实月历有很多种啦，不只是小记事本啊，像是这个挂在墙上或者是书桌上的 calendar 都是月历哦。那刚刚的例句提到就是有一些文化呢会用这个月亮运行的轨迹来就是计算出这个月历的方法咯。Okay, so that's great.
Well, so 2014 is the year of the horse. So, what better way to celebrate than with Roddy? Here he is, the adorable jumping horse. Hello, Roddy.
Okay, so, 那还有什么比跟这个 Roddy 呢，也就是可爱的跳跳马，一起庆祝马年还更棒呢？ What better way?
Now, Roddy is adorable.And this means cute, or you could say lovely.
Okay. 所以刚刚其实我们也看到 what better way to do something, 意思就是表示还有什么会比做什么更棒呢？像是呢，我想到就是 what better way to spend a cold winter's day than to snuggle under a cozy quilt with a warm cup of hot chocolate and a good book.
Yeah, and if it's summertime, what better way to spend the day than on the beach with a... glass of lemonade.
Or popsicle or something like that. 所以大家可以想象如果在寒冷冬天有什么会比躲在这个被窝里喝着热巧克力然后手中看着一本很爱看的好书。那刚刚我们提到呢就是这个跳跳马我们是用什么形容词形容它就是 adorable, 就是好可爱的意思。当然你也可以用 cute, lovely, gorgeous 等等。Other adorable cartoon characters I can think of are Care Bears and...
How about Piglet from Winnie the Pooh?
I don't like Piglet.
Oh, I think
I like Tigger. I like Tigger.
Oh, he's so naughty, though.
Yeah, he's annoying sometimes.
Okay.
Anyway, we're talking about Roddy.
Yes, Roddy came from the Italian company Ledra Plastique.S.P.A. in 1984. So he's almost 30 years old.
Okay, 所以 Roddy 有点老哦。原来他已经快30岁，因为他来自于意大利的公司，那是1984年出产的。那据说这间公司其实他们原本都是做一些健身器材之类的。Okay.
So Roddy was invented, he was first made in Italy. Now, the company combined...different sized balance balls together. Okay, the company combined. Now to combine, spelled C-O-M-B-I-N-E, is to join two or more things together to form a single one. Now we don't have a big Roddy with us today, but I did bring this ball to show you that if you put many balls together, you can make new shapes. And if you look at Roddy's body. He's not like a real horse. He doesn't really have long legs. He just has balls just like this. He's very round. All of his body parts, his head is round, his nose is round like a ball. So they just put different sized balls together. They combined them.Okay.
真的，我现在觉得他的屁股也圆圆的，什么东西都圆圆的。原来他就是不同尺寸的 balance ball 平衡球所组成的哦。那这里我们看到 combine 就是表示合并啦，或是结合这样子的意思哦。
How about an example? The cook combined butter and flour to make the bread.
Oh, the cook combined butter and flour to make the bread. 我们想到呢，如果要做面包的话呢，当然就要跟这个例句一样说，那个厨师把这个奶油和这个面粉合在一起，当然就可以做面包。Combine 就是合并的意思啦。
So a lot of times when you combine things, you make something new. The company combined balls and actually made a horse. You can combine colors. If you combine red with yellow, you'll get
green?
Orange, of course.
Okay,
you want another,
I was thinking, yellow and blue.
Then you will get green. I'm going to test you once more.
Okay.
Just to practice combine. If you combine red and blue, you will get
purple.
That's right. Okay. So how about combining all these balls to get Roddy? Well, the result was this cute, round, and bouncy toy horse.
真的，结果呢，把这个不同的这个平衡球啊结合在一起，就会制作成这个结果很可爱的东西，就是圆圆的弹力或是跳跳马玩具啦。Round.
Yes, he's very round. This word is spelled R-O-U-N-D. Now, round means it's shaped like a circle or a ball. Okay. For example,My family often eats dinner at a large, round table.
Cool, my family often eats dinner at a large, round table. Round 是什么呢？当然就是指圆形的啦，或者是球状的这样的意思啦。所以刚刚例句是我的家人通常会在一个哇大圆桌吃晚餐哦。那我每次想到这个 round， 我就想到哆啦 A 梦。There are a lot of cartoon characters that are round looking.And there's one that's Anpan Man, 面包超人 do you know what?
That's right, I think he's the bread head man.
Yeah, 面包超人 he's really cute. Okay, back to Roddy.
All right, so what's the story with Roddy? Well, actually, at first, Roddy was used as a tool to help children learn how to balance.
真的，所以一开始 Roddy 他只是用来帮助小朋友如何平衡的一个工具，所以他是帮助小孩做一个体能训练啦。
So it can help a kid when they sit on a ball learn how to balance. So because when you're a kid and you try to walk or crawl, you fall down because you don't know how to balance.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay. So it was a toy, but also a tool for teaching. However.Everything changed once it entered the Japanese market in 1990.
Oh, 然后在1991年的时候，当它进入日本的市场的时候，整个就大不相同啦。What's so different?
Well, with more colors and patterns, Roddy became a fashionable accessory.
Okay, 所以呢，经过日本包装成更多的颜色啦，还有图案呢 ，Roddy 就变成一个非常流行或时尚的 accessory， 就是配件咯。What does pattern mean?
Well, a pattern is a regularly repeated arrangement of stripes, colors, or lines on a surface. So what that means is perhaps many lines, or many dots. This ball kind of has a pattern.We are wearing clothes with just one color, not much of a pattern here. But a lot of shirts have lines that go up and down or left and right, and that would be a pattern. Another example is my mom really likes the design of the wallpaper's pattern.
My mom really likes the design of the wallpaper's pattern. Pattern 其实就是花样或是图样，就是像是点点啦，就是 polka dots 或是 stripes 条纹等等，都是一些常见的 pattern 哦。那刚刚的例子就是妈妈真的非常喜欢墙纸图案的这个设计哟。Okay, now this cute horse can be seen on various stationery and toys. 现在我们到处都可以见到这个跳跳马在这个文具上啊，还有玩具上。
To celebrate Roddy's 30th birthday, the people of Taiwan built Roddy Land with amusement rides.
真的，对，为了庆祝他满30岁，所以他们有一个这个 Roddy 这个复古乐园做主题，那里面呢就可以大家可以体验不同的 Roddy 世界哦。 So it's a great event for people of all ages. So make sure to stop by before your chances
bounce away.
Woohoo!
Okay, so something that bounces away, well, it goes up and down like a ball, but it goes away from you.
Aww.
So it's gone, you don't see it anymore.
所以 bounce away 就是错失某个机会啊，所以千万不要错过这么棒的机会哦。Let's now go to our wrap up.
All right, well, I hope you learned about Roddy, the interesting Italian bouncy ball horse.
真的，我今天学到超多，而且其实我超多的文具，还有笔啊，还有像这个磁铁，都是 Roddy 哦。Okay, now I'll make sure I'll stop by and check out the exhibition.
Yeah, definitely go there.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't blow dry your hair too long, or you'll damage it.
Don't blow dry your hair too long, or you'll damage it.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim, 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。不知道大家平常洗头发都是习惯上发廊，或者自己在家洗呢？无论是去哪边，洗完头发后头发如果吹太久都是不好的哦。Don't blow dry your hair too long or you'll damage it. 吹头发不要吹太久，不然会使头发受损。Blow dry 就表示用吹风机吹头发，而吹风机的英文就是 hair dryer 或者 blow dryer。而上发廊除了洗头、吹头发之外，有些人还会烫头发。烫头发的英文就是 perm。Mom permed her hair yesterday 就表示妈妈昨天烫了头发不过啊太常吹头发或者烫头发其实都会使发质受损的哦后面看到的 damage 就是受损的意思例如 Too much shouting might damage your throat 太常吼叫会让你的喉咙受损好咯最后希望各位同学都能好好保养自己的身体现在让我们来看看今天的例句 Don't blow dry your hair too long or you'll damage it 小聚会我们下次见咯
Don't blow dry your hair too long or you'll damage it
Don't blow dry your hair too long or you'll damage it
Kit Kat
小姐，你觉得它为什么会那么红啊？
就因为它很 nature 啊！
啊，大自然？
不是啦，它很自然。
哦，那你要用形容词 natural。
啊，有什么不一样
？OK， 虽然我不想要承认这个残酷的事实，不过听说 Michael 你自从上我节目干嘛？你很红啊，是不是？所以很多粉丝们就很想要。问你这个问题 ，OK， 用英文采访 OK 吗
？OK 的啦。
OK， so what kind of girls do you like, Michael?
What kind of girl? She got a big boots.
Huh?
Yeah,
big
I like big boots.
你确定 big boots? So
yeah,
她应该要穿
like big boots.
很大的靴子。还有那个性呢？个性 personality。
Personality OK， 是很重
要。好，我懂了，我懂。你赶快去冲浪吧，你 OK， 拜拜。
OK，
谢谢谢谢。OK， yeah， OK， bye。
诶，原来 Michael 喜欢自然的女生。不过大家是不是跟 Michael 一样，也常常说错了一句话，常常说她很自然，说成了 She is nature。诶，这可是非常典型的中式英语的错误哦。因为 nature 是个名词，表示大自然。For example, my dad loves going hiking and enjoys the great view of nature。而有时候我们还会把字首 N 写成大写哦。来表示这个宇宙中的万物自然界哦可是如果我们要说某个人很自然不做作或者是某个东西是天然的因为我们可以用 natural 不要搞错咯像是天灾我们就会说 natural disaster 或是天然资源我们就会说 natural resources
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以如果你要说她很自然不做作英文要说 She is so natural 千万不要用错说成了名词的 nature 哦另外广告台词自然就是美英文就是 To be natural is beautiful
Roadieland
According to the Chinese calendar 2014 is the year of the horse
So what better way to celebrate than with Roddy, the adorable jumping horse? Roddy came from the Italian company Ledra Plastic S.P.A. in 1984. The company combined different sized balance balls together. The result was this cute, round, and bouncy toy horse. At first, Roddy was used as a tool to help children learn how to balance. However, everything changed once it entered the Japanese market in 1990. With more colors and patterns, Roddy became a fashionable accessory. Now, this cute horse can be seen on various stationery and toys. To celebrate Roddy's 30th birthday, the people of Taiwan built Roddy Land with amusement rides. It's a great event for people of all ages. So make sure to stop by before your chances bounce away.
Calendar. Calendar. Some cultures use the path of the moon to create their calendars. Some cultures use the path of the moon to create their calendars. Combine. Combine. Combine, combined, combined. The cook combined butter and flour to make the bread. The cook combined butter and flour to make the bread. Round. Round. My family often eats dinner at a large round table. My family often eats dinner at a large round table. Pattern. Pattern. Mom really likes the design of the wallpaper's pattern. Mom really likes the design of the wallpaper's pattern.